very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Everyone, welcome to your favorite figure skating podcast where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us maybe have a bird inside this tent.
Yeah.
Don't be alarmed.
So many people just went.
We were told that we had our very own Bursey pigeon in the tent this morning. Mm-hmm. We don't know if it was found or not. So
wait, does any, you guys know what the Bursey pigeon is,
right? Getting a signal that it flew away. The bird is gone.
Okay.
Sad for us.
The Bursey pigeon, when I was competing at Trophy Eric Bompard, there was this pigeon that was like, you know what? This is home. And there are shots, slow-mo shots of this bird, of the competition, where you see, like, I don't know, Carolina Costner in a beautiful layback, and then there's just this pigeon
slowing down
across the ice.
No, it would be in the slow-mo replays.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
Like as though they were skating together in an ice dance couple.
No, it'd always be crazy. The bird would always be like, oh shit, sorry.
Sorry, I'm in your shot. Oh.
No.
There's a lot going on this morning. We were told that there was going to be a protest in this plaza this morning.
Yes.
Which may or may not be already going on.
But promise so that it was
it
peaceful.
It is going on. But it is peaceful.
And we did do a segment on the live show yesterday about the woke left figure skating agenda.
And now they're here.
And now they're here. And we were assured that it would be peaceful, unlike the Canadian women's event at Nationals.
Yes.
I love threatening murder myself, but seeing other women do it, supporting each other in that way is just something, it's so beautiful.
It feels like home.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen these quotes, Gabby Dailman and Maddie Skeezus have been in the press saying some amazing things.
Trying to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby Dailman said, I'm like a witch and you can't kill me. I wonder where she got that.
10-year anniversary of the quote, by the way.
And Maddie Skeezus said, essentially, I'm really proud of Gabby. You can tell how much of an effort she's put into this comeback, blah, blah, blah.
But
over my
bitch.
Dead body.
Yes.
Is Wait. Someone else going to the Olympics? That's a direct quote.
That is, we're not even making a joke. Here's the thing. I love how supportive our women are. It's very cool. I'm not even bullshitting. I was before, but now I really love it. But bring back women hating each other.
Hear, hear.
Yes.
I mean, and on the subject of last night, I think there's only one thing we can say.
There is only one thing. There's a few words we can say. And we can say.
And we can't say them yet.
Can we say them?
Them now.
Can we say them soon?
What we can say is, welcome to Winterfest,
yes.
Everyone.
No. What we can say is, at least Lynn Gracie, go get your friend.
Yes. Now, we wanted to make an exception because, as you know, we only have Olympic champions on the show.
Yes.
And we thought, well, since that was a kind of a standard we set 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And we kind of felt like, well, okay, the best thing we could do for someone who would potentially go to the Olympics mm-hmm. would be to add them to a list of Olympic champions, of guests, as a good omen for them.
Yes.
So what we're gonna say is,
fame, hooker.
Wait.
Our favorite prostitute wench.
She's
Amber
here.
Glenn.
Oh my God.
Wait, you need to tell us how you needed to explain to your dad that me calling you a hooker, a prostitute, and a wench was a compliment.
Yeah. He's right there.
Yes!
Wait.
It's the nicest thing I could. If I told her that she was good, she would have been very upset.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. It's the worst thing you could call someone. Yes. You said, where is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show me the beast.
Yeah. He was, he wanted to scare you earlier and just be like, I need to have a talk with that.
Oh, I gladly, we can have that talk anytime you want, Mr. Glenn.
Yep. Yep. He eventually got it, but it took a minute. It's a compliment, I swear. It's, I promise.
Right. Huge. And he's like, no, you're getting bullied.
No, literally. It's like, I can't
you're
say this.
You're brainwashed.
Word.
You can. You can. This is, you choose what you do with your life.
Yeah. C-U-N-T. Like, why?
Oh, cunt.
Like,
oh, cunt. Yes.
How that's like a compliment. They're not like insulting me, I promise.
No, that's the highest praise to offer.
Exactly.
Yes.
Amber, you are a three-peat, three-time U.S. champion.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Okay. But wait. You're in fucking trouble. Okay, so she is the first three-time consecutive champion since Michelle Kwan.
Yes.
Very big deal. And three-time champion since me, but, you know, you fucking took that away from me! I'm so proud of you, but also, fuck you.
Incredibly rude of you to win last night.
Yeah, it's so rude. Why weren't you thinking of me?
I'm so sorry.
Give the titles a beat.
Yeah, just wait a second so we could be even Steven. But, you know, now you're even with Michelle Kwan.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that. But fun fact, I was actually competing senior at that Nationals, at the third one you won.
Yeah.
So I wasn't. Yeah, I was already competing senior.
Right here.
At one point. That's...
Yeah. Amber, we know that you're a big fan of the run-through.
I am.
I do need to know, do you have some favorite like run-through moments that you've been always like, this is what I want to talk to them about. This is the opportunity in a public forum.
See, I haven't thought about that, but I've explained to like normal people.
Don't know any of those.
You know,
not
literally.
Yeah, no one in this room.
No. Giving like... trying to talk about, like, I want them to listen to the lore.
Yes.
And, you know, most of them are like, double skating. I'm like, okay, there's pairs and there's ice.
Right, you're like, okay.
And I say, yeah, at one point, there's, like, this, like, marriage entanglement, and this one girl gets her hair and head slammed into the table at a bar, and it's, like, insane. And I tell, like, the whole story of, like, the rings and, like...
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, I gotta listen to this. And I was like, yes, you do. Please listen.
Nothing entices people like violence.
No.
And Spago.
Nothing. Like food.
Like
drinks.
Like
Italian food.
Smacked at Spago.
Oh my God. I do want to know if there was an uptick in reservations at Spago after that episode.
I'm sure. You're welcome, Wolfgang Puck.
Have you ever been?
No.
Neither have I. We need to go.
Okay, we'll go as a group.
Yes.
Amber, you can come.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Amber, tell us about the last 12 hours of your life.
Have you slept?
Barely.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of ruins the vibe when you immediately are told, like, hey, go pee in this cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's on you. Okay.
Yeah, that's on. No, they made all of us do it. The top three.
That wouldn't ruin my vibe.
It ruined the vibe completely. And after that, I was told to get back into my costume and do the Macarena.
I knew that. Why? I saw the
Didn't
room.
You stop it.
I'm sorry.
Wait, what? This is real?
They made all, including the pairs, they made us do the Macarena for like 30 minutes. And it's like midnight at this point. Everyone's gone. And we're doing the Macarena.
That is so dystopian.
It was so...
Congrats. Like, now dance,
no,
monkey.
Dance, monkey, dance. Come on. Wait, we're not done yet.
At any point were you like, this isn't worth it?
Yeah. I mean... there's already like AI TikToks out there saying that I won $3 million in Mercedes. I'm like, I do not get a single cent of prize money from winning
Nationals.
No, in fact, but I'm like, I'm get like a losing.
I wish.
You're like losing money with the time you're spending doing the Macarena.
Oh my God.
My God. It is crazy though that like after that you do the Macarena. A famous dance though.
Yeah. That's all. That's the show.
Amber, I think Adam wanted to ask you something about how you're feeling. Mm.
I did. What was I going to ask?
It's been a long couple
days. You're being serious?
Yes.
He wanted to know what's hurting you right now.
What's hurting you? Oh, wait. Yes, wait. Okay. Let him take the bit away.
Okay.
I'm making space.
So, after the short program, I got what I wanted, finally. I got a fist pump.
Yep.
And a dodge of a stuffed animal that came right at your head.
Yeah. Yes. There was an assassination attempt,
Yes.
No, that was the heaviest stuffed animal I've ever seen. It was moving way too fast for it to just be caught in there.
Yeah.
And then in the free skate, which was fantastic. Let's hear for the free skate.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got what I thought maybe was coming.
A wince.
Yep.
What? Why?
The way I tried to save that loop at the end in a very unnatural way.
What would be the natural way?
For my hip to be in its socket.
Fair.
To like knee over hip. And instead it was knee inwards, trying not to fall over at the last second. So that didn't feel great. And then I tried to do like a Choctaw afterwards and it was just not happening. I was about like 10 seconds late and just trying to make it on time in general and then having to do a Buhlmann. I mean,
you know, I want you to know that now I'm on board and now I like it when you like wince and hold something because
That's my girl. It's always something like it can never just be like, I feel like Wednesday was a just holy time that like I felt good and I was like, oh my God, this is actually
holy
like
time.
Especially being, you know, I say this and everyone's like, that's so young. Being 26 after doing this for 20 years.
You can leave. Amber, so much. You can go. 26.
Yeah.
Yeah, for being so old. Give me the mic. You can go.
Yeah. We got to get you your chair so you can just get wheeled out of here.
Yeah.
As a fellow old bitch, you are going to be the oldest U.S. women's single skater at the Olympics since 1928.
Almost 100 years.
Also, another thing that you didn't take this from me, U.S. figure skating did, but I was going after this title, and then if anyone could take it, I'm so glad it's you, because you look great for how old you are.
Yeah. You really do. No one would even know.
That you're your hip was
like
out
a
of your socket.
Fine wine.
Oh,
like
lovely.
A fine wine.
Oh, I need to get a skincare sponsorship right now. Let's go.
Keep
praising
me.
Let's
do that.
Yes, let's speak that into existence. Great. No problem.
Amber, tell us about. Let's talk about.
Back on track.
Isabeau and Alyssa.
Oh my God.
Tell us about
being friends with your competitors.
Yeah. What is that like? I don't know.
Well, it's interesting because friends is a hard word to describe it because they're what, 18 and 20? Mm-hmm. I'm 26. There's a large age gap there. And I've known them since they were like 10 and 13. So I saw them as,
ew.
Like, I know,
like, children, gross.
Children. With Alyssa, like, I saw her grow up and then disappear, and I was like, good for her, like, she's living life. And then Isabeau, of course, I saw her mature throughout the years and, like, blossom into a wonderful young lady. And then I saw, like, I remember when I first heard her cuss, and I was like, oh, my God.
Don't do that.
Like, so, like, oh.
Children cussing.
What do I say? Yeah.
Children shouldn't cuss.
Yeah, to now keeping the hose on their toes. She legitimately was like, that's not a bad word. I'm like, oh, they had to censor it.
Well, she's from New Jersey.
That's true.
It's a different beast. Though.
Right, yeah.
Who are the hoes in that circumstance?
Yeah,
all of us.
Everyone.
Yeah. Even her coaches.
Everyone is a hoe.
It's a universal hoe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The royal hoe.
The royal hoe, yes.
Yes. Amber, what does your next month look like, do you think? I mean, in terms of training and how you're going to approach everything.
Oh, I quite literally, like weeks ago, I was like, I know that you can't guarantee that I'm going to be on the team.
Hypothetically.
Can you please send me the schedule? Like, I asked this like 3 weeks ago.
I can send you the schedule.
I got it. I got the schedule.
We can
I was
write
like,
out
please.
Your schedule.
Like, I will not share it, please, so I can plan in advance. So I literally have things already, like, mapped out, planned. I'm such a type A person. Like, I have everything. I'm good. I already have things, like, set aside at home. And, I mean, if I'd come home and not made it, that would kind of sucked. But like, I'd rather be prepared for the situation than, you know,
not.
So just getting back home, training a lot on that free skate, getting that second half on time. This is the podcast. I feel so serious right now. This is not a press conference.
No, but we like to, we talk strategy, but it's like, this is like, it's really interesting
I'm
going to
go work on my quad and actually going to do 3 triple axles in the free skate. So.
Right. Don't tease us.
Yes.
Actually,
Don't tease us with an illegal element.
Right.
Love it.
Did you ever think about adding a second axle into the program?
I did, especially with like, was it this last season? There was like talks about taking out a jump and doing a choreographic spin. Like, we don't even know. They're like telling us there might be rule changes and we're like waiting to find out like, hello, what's happening? And I thought about it, but the program just flowed so well last year.
Totally.
So we wanted to keep it kind of like on that rhythm, on that pace. And we also didn't want to stress my body out more than it needed to.
Right. Because of the...
Yeah.
No, we didn't need more of those.
Your geriatric bones.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So old.
So old.
So horrible.
Amber, we like to play games with our guests. Ooh. Would you like to play?
Yeah. Am I Olivia Smart or Olivia Dumb?
We're going to find out.
Let's find out.
We
love a callback. Look at you.
We're calling this game, it's a modified version of Fierce or Fluts, and it's called You Are Something But Not Nothing.
Here's the thing with these games, though.
Don't tell an artist how to paint
their art. Right. We come in and we prepare this show in that trailer right back there. And Sarah comes in, she's like, this is the game. You are something but not nothing. And I go, what's the game?
She goes, we'll figure that out later.
We'll figure it out.
We don't need to know that.
Yeah.
No.
So you're inventing this game with us live in front of everybody. You're not. Okay. We have questions for you, don't worry.
Okay, so we're going to give you prompts. Ready?
Okay.
You have to tell us if it's something or if it's just nothing.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. But it's not nothing.
Well, or nothing. Or is it
something? Both something.
Or is it not
She's
nothing?
She's already pointing out the flaws in this game.
Don't overthink it.
Damn, we didn't think of that.
You could say it's not nothing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Double negative.
Double negative.
There's no rules to this game.
Right.
Yeah.
Skating last after 4 clean free skates.
Oh, something.
Yeah.
Much, oh, so now it makes sense. Now the game makes sense.
Yeah,
because I've gone after like a disaster before and it just like sucks the vibe out, which now I know how to prepare for.
Right.
Whereas for clean skates, I felt like I was just kind of riding that wave.
Can I just say, I have never seen anything like that.
No.
No. That was amazing.
Never. There has never been an event where in the last flight, 5 clean long programs in a row, maybe at the best competition I've ever seen, and people are like, that's the best I've ever seen. There's maybe 2, maybe. And then there's one with like one little mistake, and then, you know, whatever. Not 5 clean skates in a row. It was in, what was that like when you were on the ice? Could you feel that? Did you know what was happening? Did you know that that was what had happened?
Oh, yeah. I've tried, you know, not listening to the scores, not watching, and it kind of gives that, like, what-if feeling in my head. But honestly, when I heard Alyssa's score, I expected it to be, like, a lot higher because of how the short program scores were. And so when I heard that, I was kind of like, ah, oh, shit. Like, okay, I've gotten, like, a 149 before. Like, I know I can go,
and
you know,
smack her down.
You know, whereas in, like, the short, I had never gotten anywhere close to 81. So when I heard 81, I was like, well, I'm just going to go out there and have a good time. Try my best. So then I was like, oh, shoot. Okay, I could actually win this thing.
Such
I was like,
a bummer.
Just stay on your feet.
Unfortunately, this is doable.
This is doable. Shit. Unfortunately.
I can do this.
Yeah. So there was a little bit of that, but I feel like either way, you know, once I'm out there and I get into my position, it's just like, do your job, do your thing. But I like the vibe, like, of just, like, up, up, going up, up, up. And it adds some pressure because it's, like, I didn't want to be the one to, like, ruin it and,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
bring everything down. Like, there were some events at the beginning of the week, like, especially the junior men's I watched some of, and there were some tumbles happening there.
Yes.
And it was...
Call them out. Give names.
I mean, I say this because I was watching and the commentary was, like... And here's the commentating I heard. You know, there's so many words that are just like, oh, they really fought for that. And we all know, like, okay, yeah. thank you.
There's nothing worse than to fight.
It is. It is. Because you're fighting yourself.
Yes.
And those demons.
And losing.
Yes.
So
it was kind of the opposite of that vibe, and I was just happy that we were all able to keep stepping up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was amazing.
Okay, next prompt.
Oh, I forgot we're playing a game. Sorry.
No, it's okay. This is good.
This is how the game should go.
Yeah.
As we said, no rules.
Okay. The next game is, and that's the sound of the game.
Great.
Yes.
Where's your soundboard?
Don't ask about that.
It's a touchy subject.
Coaches wearing matching brooches with their skaters' costumes.
Did you guys see this? Damon Allen had the fiercest fucking fits all week because Lisa McKinnon decked his left tit out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, he did. Yeah, I had asked Lisa back in...
This is your doing.
Yes,
wait,
it was.
That's so cute.
Because, of course, like, some of my friends back at home were really, like, they loved how he coordinated his outfits to mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was trying to make it a Christmas gift, actually, but you know Lisa, it's very, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, trust me, when we get our dresses, sometimes they show up to the competition with us.
Yes.
We've never worn them before.
A FedEx box at the hotel lobby waiting for you.
Yes. But so worth it. They're incredible.
Stunning.
And they fit perfect every time. So very last minute, but I was so thrilled. And he, like, opened them with me there at the rink. And I was just very happy that he was able to have that, and it was cute and fun.
What a thoughtful idea.
I loved it. So thoughtful. He looked amazing. They looked amazing. The short program one was my favorite.
It
was
had a little so A on cool. it, too,
it
didn't
did.
It?
It
was so cute.
Also, the way that she matches the mesh, I was convinced the first Grand Prix you skated in, I was like, those are necklaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Convinced.
Yeah.
It's... That is crazy. And Lisa gets those dresses together so quick. I filmed, I went to her studio for like a piece, hopefully we'll like show in Milan. Mm-hmm. And she was showing me, she was sewing your costume, Isabeau's and Alyssa's all at the same time. And I was like, can I see Amber's dress? And one of the people who like work in her studio was like, it's here. And she was just holding up the panties. And
that's
I was like,
statement.
Isn't she going to a Grand Prix? And they're like, this will be done tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it will.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was.
Indeed.
Yeah, so big hand for Damon. And also your choreographer, Catherine, who's
yes.
here.
Woo!
Big hand for her. Okay, final prompt. Mm-hmm. The Glenn Head movement.
Did you see, like, what was it, Olympics or Team USA called it Glenn Heads in the
No!
Game? Yes. So you officially have made it stuck.
Like, you.
Great job.
Well, woo! I feel like you made it stick.
Yeah. Well it's more you.
The other option was Amberglers, and I was...
Wait, I feel cheated. I'm an Amberglar.
No! Please.
Amberglar?
Yeah, like the Hamburglar.
Hamburglar.
No, also, Benoit said that to me at the final one time, too.
No.
Benoit likes to say really offensive things to people. As someone who's being called Dory, sorry, that's my friend.
I'm translating.
He said I look like the fish, Dory. That's a story. This is about you, though. So, how has he offended you? Speaking of French fish... I'm
what?
Joking, girl. Don't worry. Oh. Didn't land. I'm not calling you a French fish. Oh, okay. I'm calling Benoit a French fish.
Oh, love that. I feel like my favorite moment is somebody's phone ringing. Yeah. No, my favorite moment of the Glenhead movement was we first like had those pins at Worlds last season. Mm-hmm. And we like weren't sure how they were gonna sell or whatever, but we were just like, let's just like make them available because people love them.
Oh, they yeah. disappeared.
And you're going
so
to
fast.
You're about to skate. I don't remember if it was short or free, but they showed your dad in the crowd, and there it was on
I
his
shirt.
And I was like, oh, we made it.
Yeah. It's so cute.
Yeah,
we made it home.
Aww, could you imagine if your dad, he's like, go Amber, and it's like Isabar.
Or. Amberglar.
Amberglar.
No, that's great. We need to get our brilliant minds on the name of the fandoms. Yeah. Amberglar.
Did you see the pin from this week? The one of me as...
Oh, yes.
A little sacrilegious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's
like a prayer.
Yeah, no, yes. It was. Yeah. And, like, it's... They also have, who was it, in jail, the Ice Dance caller?
Yes.
Sean Redstad.
Sean Redstad oh in jail.
Where he belongs.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is
incredible.
Religious.
Yes.
I don't know anything about religion, but I know this is
and
against
this is,
the rules.
Yes, I know that too, yes. But
that's
thank
amazing.
You.
This
yes.
is helping us continue our legacy as figure skating's number one
religious
podcast.
Yes. Oh my God. What did Judas do?
I still don't know.
No. Why did he get in trouble? Well, you know who's not in trouble? Amber.
Yeah.
We
I
are
thought
so...
I was. You literally said I was at the beginning of this.
Ashley said it, not us.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm just here to verbally attack you.
Okay.
You have a very big day in front of you. We are so grateful that you took time out of this incredibly busy day. This is going to be one of the most exciting like days, weeks of your entire skating career. And we're so grateful that you took some time to spend it with us. We love you.
Oh, we really
so
do.
Much.
But
thank you.
Before you go, I do just want to say what you have done for women's skating. I'm going to cry, but what you've done for women's skating is so amazing. I am so proud of you. I remember you sitting in the back of our Kia being this like scared little girl, and now you're up here letting me yell at you. But truly, I'm so proud of you. Your career has been one of my favorite journeys to follow in skating and cover, and I can't wait to watch you go fucking crush it at the Olympics. So proud of you. And soak up every moment. It's going to go by so fast, so...
Embrace it.
Enjoy your Mercedes and $3 million.
Yeah.
Oh, and month-long paid vacation. Like
to where? Milan.
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 No, everybody, let's hear it for Amber motherfucking Glenn.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I'll see you. You're amazing.
That's our three-time U.S. national champion.
You guys have never stood for us like that.
Yeah.
The show's over. We're like, bye, everyone. Yeah. Seated. Like,
all right, we're done. Yeah, I think, okay. So, Amber, Glenn, let's talk about the rest of the women last night. Because
oh, my God.
Like we said, what an incredible night at the Enterprise Center here for the Halo.
Yes.
Seeing that. Uh-huh. Alyssa Liu, Lady Gaga.
Right.
Guess the dress was silver. Oh, come on. Oh, come
Too
on.
Too soon? Come on. Platinum is silver, right? That's a silver dress. Okay, let's just get that clear. Platinum is silver. You were in a gold. You won gold every time you were in gold.
Don't. Change it.
No.
We don't make the rules.
No. A very famous, and we talked about it on the podcast before, a very famous wearing gold all year, changing to silver, Yevgeny Plushenko. Obviously, his road to gold at Salt Lake was stopped by a
costume.
Dark magician. Witchcraft.
Yes.
But I don't think the silver costume didn't play into it, right?
But it looked fabulous.
It looked incredible.
Yeah, and actually the fresh salon raccoon hair.
Oh, okay. I bought in.
Yeah, when it was up.
Yeah, she
better.
Looked famous.
Yeah.
She looked really famous with the hair. I think I was shocked at myself that I was like, all right.
I'm not shocked by that.
No,
at all.
No. I'm the most susceptible to propaganda.
That is true. There is a moment in my life where Adam and I are outside of a farmer's market. And where were we?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, anyway, Adam got a spam call, which he picked up because he
is a
geriatric old man.
No, this is one of the first... Before she finishes this, I want you to know this is before they started talking about what she going to talk about on Dateline.
No, this is not true. Literally, it's not true. This is a lie already. He's trying to spin it. This is embarrassing. So he is
you
on the phone and he's like, no, I didn't, Adam. He's going like, he's like, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
And
we're
and
just here to
and
buy
she's
some
going,
Cara
quiet,
oranges.
Quiet, be quiet. That's
right.
What she's also
he's
telling
like
me.
He's getting elevated. And I'm like, you're causing a scene. And he's like, I think I'm getting arrested. The police station is calling me and I need to go turn myself in. I also need to go to a Walmart and bring $500 in gift cards. I'm like, Adam,
no, but
hang
wait.
Up.
Wait.
Did you have $500 at this time?
No.
Yeah.
Which is why I was panicked.
Of course.
And I didn't live near a Walmart.
No.
So, you had to go into a Walmart.
Well, they
That's
called,
horrifying.
And they're like, hello? And the call coming in said the IRS. Okay? That's what the caller ID said. You'd believe it, too.
No, because you immediately should go, the IRS doesn't make phone calls.
Well, I didn't know that in 2012. And so I answer, and they're like, they basically start going on. They're like, you owe $5,000. You haven't paid your taxes in 20 years. And I was like, but I'm only 22. And but no matter, no mind. And so they go on, and they really had, and Ashley's like, I'm going to call someone. Because she was with me, but she did know that she was like, you are getting, this isn't true. I was like, it's dead serious. This is dead serious. Yeah. And they had me until.
They're here.
God.
Yeah.
Wait.
My time is up.
I'm so sorry. I guess I was wrong, and they will just come get you.
Yeah. And they did. Well, we're back now.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
You were talking about the IRS.
Well.
I was. Sorry, I'm like being distracted by like...
No, we're supposed to be talking about women's figure skating.
Right.
So
oh, yeah, right, 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 right.
You can figure this out. I want to mention Brady... And Sarah.
Yes.
To have this team feel largely decided going into it and still being told, like, no, you have a shot, you can do this, you can do this. And, you know, that is still very much the case. I can only imagine how these two women felt on the ice, the pressure. They had no room for error, right? If they were going to have a shot, they needed to go clean. And they did exactly that. Watching Brady center ice, I competed against Brady, and it was just really amazing to see her. It felt really fulfilling. It felt like it was a moment for her career that was so important. And they both can go home knowing they have done everything that they needed to do. And in some ways, as an athlete that's been left off the team twice, knowing that you did what you could, that helps so much.
Totally.
On the other side. It doesn't fix the fact that it's heartbreaking, but it does make a difference when you can just acknowledge, like, no, I did my job. I put it all out there, and this is where we ended up.
I thought it was so impressive.
Yeah.
I was as impressed with them as I was with any of the other three. They
yeah.
were incredible.
Yeah. Sarah Everhart needs to learn to look up at the audience. I saw her backstage and was like, can you look out at the boards, past into the audience? Adam, you need to turn yourself in.
I know. I am sort of like, all right, do you come in?
I want to talk about Isabel Levito.
Yes.
Who I think a case could be made for winner of the free skate. Incredible, incredible performance from her. I mean, they were all very close.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, when I was watching Isabeau, I really remember thinking, like, these jumps are, she's coming down and they're just so quiet. Mm-hmm. These are like the best versions of everything that she could have done, where like she's maxing out on everything that she can do it, like in this moment. That was a phenomenal free skate. And I kind of like, I agree. Like, I mean, obviously we love Amber.
Yes.
But now that she's gone. Right. But when we were looking at like the cleanliness and when we were talking to Amber earlier, you know, she was talking about like, I don't know if I should have like whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, the way that the competition goes, there's no way you were not going to win in that moment.
Yeah.
So why ruin the moment, right? Like it's nothing happens in isolation at these competitions where it's like, that's the moment. Let's give it to her. It's not going to like...
Because she's going to win overall.
Right.
Either way.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. 100%. And Isabel, perhaps her most redeeming effort of the night was bringing up our posters in the Kiss and Cry.
Yes!
To the whole arena. So for those of you who missed it, Adam said, how are you feeling right now? And she said, glad I'm 18 and not afraid of Adam Rippon. To 15,000 people.
Yeah. And it's always good when you get a Kiss and Cry mention. And we actually have somebody who also brought up the Kiss and the podcast, Luke Wang.
Yes.
Now, the entire week that we've been here, anytime Luke runs into us, he always goes up to Ashley and goes, don't curse me.
Yeah. Well,
and she almost got you.
I almost did. That hole in the ice was my doing. You know. No, but here's the thing. You started patching it, and my like single skater mind was like, oh, they're out of the game. They're not focused on the right thing. And then I was like, oh, safety matters in this sport. I forgot.
You can't just avoid things
right,
with
like,
a partner.
Don't hit the hole.
Move.
Just yeah. Do it somewhere else. Oh, you can't. You have really specific patterns.
No,
okay.
And I'll hand it to them, too, that you both did a great job of like, oh, I'm going to kind of like skate over it. And there's a close-up on the Jumbotron, and you kind of trip. You, like, play trip. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, you tested the hole out.
Oh, they're yeah. Doing theater for the audience.
Right. Yeah. Whoa!
Dangerous.
Patch the hole. Oh, my God. Patch the hole.
This was my first time seeing tennis shoes on the ice mid figure skate. I was like, is this allowed? They're out there like, da, 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 da. They're getting stains on the ice.
They were falling.
Right.
So let's talk about the pairs event. Congratulations to all the pairs, first of all. This is an incredibly difficult competition. We have
yes.
Two of the pairs in the back.
Yes. Woo!
I want to say, since Valentina and Max are here, I don't even care what you do to Lion King music. It will get me every time.
Also, is it true that like Jim like was forcing it on you and you guys did not want to do it, right? What do you have against the Lion King? He didn't see it as an Olympic program. Never thought. I'm translating for our.
It's great.
It's
what
great.
About father son tragedy? Doesn't say Olympic to you.
But wait, I'm gonna say something. So I was backstage with Rusty. We were doing the in arena hosting. And Rusty was telling me, he's like, yeah, they're skating. Like, we're going over, like, some of the notes. He's like, yeah, we're going over some of the program notes. And he's like, they're skating to the Lion King. Their program is all about the comeback of Mufasa. And I said...
You've never seen the movie.
Rusty, Mufasa dies. He's not coming back. And so all night with Rusty, I'm like, is this one about Mufasa too? The comeback of Mufasa. And it really, it broke his heart.
Rusty has young children, so I'm so confused about what they're learning at home.
Well, he's skipping the part with Scar.
He might be skipping the part with the death because it's like too much for his kids. So maybe he truly
maybe
has
he doesn't
never
know.
Seen
oh,
it.
You broke the news to him.
Yeah. No, it was a lot.
Spoiler alert.
Valentina, Max, I have one more question. You guys really didn't start skating till you're 12 and 15?
Wow. They're nodding their heads.
Nodding their heads.
Wow.
That's insane that you're both 13 and 16 now.
Yeah.
Well, congrats. No, it's so amazing. We love that we that the skaters feel like comfortable to come in and be here and interact with that. That's what we've always wanted.
This yeah, and that's why we put posters up all along the hallway where they come out of the locker room.
Yes.
Like, we're going to bombard them.
Yes. We want them to know, no, not that Sarah Hughes.
Yeah.
Wait, can I tell you, yesterday I'm backstage and Paul Wiley comes up to me and he says, are you the one doing the Not That Sarah Hughes podcast? And I was like, well, I mean, there's a little more to it than that, Paul.
But not much. And we're still waiting. I just think it would like the whole podcast will come full circle when we do have, yes, that Sarah Hughes
yes.
on it.
And then that will be our last show.
Yes.
Yes. For sure.
Which she's actually, no, she's, no, she, Salt Lake, she was out. She's not coming back.
Paul is so funny, though, because I ran into him. I was looking for Mr. Nix in the arena, and I see Paul, and I'm like, Paul, Mr. Nix, he's somewhere over here. Do you know where? And he goes, oh, he's like somewhere over there. You can't miss him. Mr. Nix is 4'8". Everyone is standing. I didn't find him. He was just like, he's somewhere over here. I don't know.
Somewhere buried behind
like,
Mr. Nix.
Paul.
Speaking of, like, iconic coaches, our coach, Rafael Artunian, was inducted to the Hall of Fame yesterday.
Yes. And training mate, Nathan Chen.
And Nathan Chen.
That was the... I am not a crier, and I've cried too many times this week. My tears have been too accessible.
Too accessible.
Too accessible.
Yeah. Mine are always.
No, it
save
was
it
so
for the car
amazing.
Ride home.
It was so... I was so... Well... I'm like sobbing as he's getting inducted. And then all of a sudden next to me, I just see tissues come out of nowhere. And it's
from Ben
Augusto. And my immediate thought was, I must look like a fucking mess. No, it's
well, you
just...
looked great in the video. Which, by the way,
yes.
Can we give a shout out to the Run Through podcast for hosting the Hall of Fame? Last night.
Oh.
I do think they lost my video in the mail.
Yeah.
They'll play it. I told Ashley after the event, I was like, your videos were so good. They made me really mad because they were much better than mine. And I was like, I did mine at like 7 o'clock in the morning. I have the headphones in and I still have like sleep in my eyes. And I'm like, Raphael, love you, girl. And Ashley's crying in her video. And I was like, I couldn't muster up a fucking tear.
And Ashley could. Which
I could.
Is crazy.
Sure, no.
Yeah.
No, my video is recorded literally a couple days ago. I was on my like winter vacation with my family. I was at my dad's house in Washington. I have younger brothers. Don't get me started on that. But... They play video games a lot, and there was only one room in the house I could do this, and so I had to go up to them and be like, okay, so we're going to need to take a break from the video games. And they're like, how long is this going to take? And I'm like, as long as it takes.
Yeah, it could take a while
it
to muster
a
up
while.
A single tear.
Right, I'm just going like, oh, come on. No, yesterday at the Hall of Fame reception was so cute. They gave medals out. And he comes up to Adam and I, and he's like, look, I finally have my own gold medal.
No, so he's sweet.
He's over the moon.
And he can be so mean.
He has been so nice to me.
Now.
Since retirement. Yeah. So nice to me. He kissed my hand yesterday, and I said, you've screamed at me. What are you doing? Yeah.
No, it was just like, Raphael has put in so much, like, bled, sweat, and tears. Into his, like, I just know that all of the things that he, like, did for us, and we love him, and it was so emotional to see him get emotional.
Yeah, that's why I was crying.
But the best part about the whole Hall of Fame was when he wasn't here to see it, Nathan, when you apologized for yelling at him when he was 11, because he was in your way.
He was a nightmare to train with when he was little, let me tell you. He was always in the way, but really talented kid.
No. Big things coming.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what he does.
So other things happening today. First of all, the women and the pairs are being notified today. They're coming back. They're skating again. But the Olympic teams, I believe, have been selected at this point. And the skaters will be notified today, I believe. And they've got a big decision to make in pairs. I think the women is pretty straightforward. What did you guys think of the top pairs last night?
I think that these pairs, you know, it's so interesting because I think, like, with the pairs, you could tell that, like, it was not about the medals because you didn't really know who from the podium would be able to make a team. It was just about, like, everybody had to be focused on their own skates and not the placements. Mm-hmm. And I think that there were a lot of teams who, like, got in their own way because of this, like, Olympic. It's there's so much pressure into this, and that's why, like, we were talking about how the women, like, we've never seen anything like it. Like, that really is so unusual when the stakes are so high. It's, you can expect those mistakes, but I think that, like, a national championships, it's much harder, and I think you would agree with me, than the Olympics. The Olympics is like a cakewalk in comparison to this competition.
This is the scariest competition of the year, typically, but in a pre-Olympic season, not pre-Olympic season, but right before the Olympics, this is so fucking scary. And you heard Amber say it when she got off the ice. She was like, that was so scary. It's the hardest thing you will ever do in your life. And the Olympics, it's like the hard thing is done. Now you can just go and enjoy. And that's what I hope they're able to do, because it's also fucking scary.
Not to mention, this is the most people I have seen at a domestic event since I've been going.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people believe in smokers' rights. Yes. Which is...
Yeah, a lot of them. But, I mean, a lot of times they don't even open the curtains on the upper bowl, and that upper bowl was almost full. And, you know, I saw Megan Duhamel backstage before the pairs skated, and she said, that's the thing I'm worried about the most is, like, you know, I saw that crowd, and I am trying to, like, keep that at bay for them, because they've never skated for this many people, and I don't think most of the pairs ever have.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, but also very difficult.
Yes.
And I think we just saw that play out a little bit. But, I mean, who knew? They love their skating in the Soviet Union.
Who knew that Megan Duhamel has that many coins in her purse?
I had no idea. Actually, this reminds me, the first time I ever met, it reminded me of this story. The first time I ever met Oksana Baiul, get ready.
This story is amazing.
So the first time I ever met Oksana Baiul, I was skating, I was younger, I was skating in New Jersey. She's skating on a very busy all levels freestyle session. And she is, the year is 2007, okay? She has no business needing to train her Mika exhibition program. But she is. And she goes out in a big old, like, 25th anniversary Champions on Ice Tom Hollands, like, whatever, sweater. And she's skating around, and the music is like, relax, take it easy. Okay, so she's skating around, and she's not doing a fucking thing until she decides to get into the middle. And I want you to know, busy session. Ice House, Hackensack, New Jersey. We got 35 kids panicked on the ice. North Atlantics are coming up. It's over.
And that's the second scariest competition to this one.
Yes.
High stakes.
So she gets into the middle, and for some reason, this is the thing that she decides to do. She gets in, and she starts to pull in for this, the fastest backspin she's ever done in her life. And it's like she won the fucking slots in Jersey, because... Broom, 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 broom. Quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies, quarters, half dollars.
Loonies and toonies.
Everywhere. The session comes to a grinding halt. And then now she has everyone under the age of 17 going around the ice going like, kick, kick. Because once... a quarter touches ice, it becomes ice. And so you have to kick them up, and everybody's trying to scrape them together. And so I get together a few, like, coins. In my first interaction with Oksana Bayul, I come up to her with some spare change. I hand it back to her, and she goes, thank you.
And that's actually how the hole got created in the ice last night.
Yes. But when I saw Megan jumping up and down yesterday, I was like, coins, receipts, coupons, vouchers, business cards.
Tim Hortons coupons.
She won
at Canadian Nationals.
It was, that was kind of amazing to see.
Well, that gets me into my next point.
Okay.
I have strong feelings, and I know that I feel like when I tell anyone this feeling, it's the wrong feeling to have. So I'm going to share it with my closest friends now. And maybe you guys can be supportive of me, because they weren't.
What?
No, I'm joking.
I'm not willing to be shocked
yet. I don't even know.
No, so I feel like Audrey and Balazs, was it the skate of a lifetime? No. That being said, I feel like they were... Sorry, Roheen.
Everybody, Roheen Ward.
But I recognize that it wasn't like the most perfect, incredible skate of all time. I understand that. But when I saw them fall beneath Emily and Spencer, I was like, what tomfoolery is this? That is my hot take. And I love Emily and Spencer skating. I don't want to take away from them at all. I think they're beautiful skaters. I just think when they put out two programs that were not perfect, one being pretty disastrous.
Disastrous.
Yeah. I hate using that word, but it's when it's
sometimes
bad,
it
it's
is.
Bad.
Yeah.
And they needed to be perfect, at least in my mind, and I am not on the panel deciding, but like they needed to be perfect to make a case for themselves. And if they were perfect, I would have been like, hell yeah, you know what? You came back. You were so resilient. I'm into this. Let's go. But they weren't. And so seeing Audrey and Balazs, that was like a very long time for them to be waiting for scores. And when it takes that long, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it will be interesting to see who gets selected. Right? Because assuming that Alisa Efimova did not get a passport before this morning.
We haven't seen the
tiny flag. And I am assuming that, but we don't, no. I mean, who knows? But so we're assuming it's between these two teams Ashley is talking about. I think it'll be interesting because the data will favor Emily and Spencer.
Yes.
But, you know, they have the criteria lays out, you know, room for discretion for things like, you know, the way a team is trending and things like that. And I think on that side, there could be some, you know, some committee members that might favor Audrey and Balazs in the direction that they're going vis-a-vis Emily and Spencer. So I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I think it could, there's a case for the both of them. And I think it'll just be really, really interesting. They did not make it easy for the committee. That's absolutely for sure.
Yeah, very true. I'm very convincible also. So like when Megan is right here, like propaganding, I'm like, yes, they're the best team of all time.
They should win.
Yes.
No, future Olympic champion.
Yeah, we just needed Olga to come up here and like promote her team. Yeah. And then I'd be like, okay, it is so tight. You're right.
Speaking of tight.
Excuse me?
Is anyone expecting 5 clean free skates from the men tonight?
No.
A show of hands?
not a hand in sight.
No. I'm seeing none.
I'm seeing none. Believers in men-menning.
As someone who did two single jumps as their last two jumping passes at the last time they skated at an Olympic Nationals, I don't know if five clean programs is in the cards. I don't know what to expect. More toothless dragons.
Maybe from the other side of the rink this time.
Maybe. Maybe I won't think that they're protesters this time.
No, the protesters are here at
exactly.
the plaza.
Exactly, thank you.
Yeah,
I don't know what to expect. Yesterday, I said here at this live show that I thought Amber Glenn would win the national title.
Let's hear it for Sarah Hughes.
Fortune teller.
So I'm ready to jinx someone and say that I think Ilya Malinin will win the national title. I think so.
Very brave.
Yeah, thank you.
So risky.
Thank you.
Do we... I mean... I agree. What is there to say? I think the men have set it up so that it's really anybody's game. And anybody can capitalize on the momentum that they can build up in the arena. I mean, I remember with Roheen 2014, I'm like, Roheen, you remember? He's like, please start coming. 2014. Jason, he just made this moment that changed the whole trajectory of his entire career. Mm-hmm. And it's been set up that the way that everyone has skated, it's this pretty level playing field where somebody could create this big moment for themselves. Selbs?
Yeah.
Yes.
S-E-L-B-E-S. This big moment. And that can be that moment where we go, this is somebody who needs to be at the Olympics in Milan.
Yeah. And there also could be a scenario where we're like, maybe we should send two. who knows? Who knows?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Sarah!
Or we could be in a situation where we say, maybe we should send five. You know what I mean? I think it feels very unpredictable. You know?
Volatile, you could even say.
I would say volatile about the men.
Goodbye to our skaters who are leaving in the back. We love you guys.
Not willing to stay for the whole show.
But I mean, it really can't, it's anybody's game, which makes it really exciting and which does make me feel like we will have some of those amazing performances. I mean, I feel like Tomoki really stepped into his own in that short program, and I'd love to see him continue that momentum.
Yeah. I like the short program, I think, a bit more than the free. And the free, for me, has to be squeaky, squeaky clean. I don't know if he has a ton of wiggle room here. But then again, none of these men who are going after that potential third spot really have any room for error. And we'll have to see what happens. I mean, I just want Max to have the skate of
his life.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think in dance, I expect the order from the rhythm dance to be the order.
Yeah.
Barring catastrophe, right?
I do. If everyone skates well, that's what I expect to happen. I'm so excited to see Perfume. I'm excited to see all the ice dance as usual, but I'm really excited to see that program. And I think, the ice dance is a situation where we wish we could send five, right?
Yes.
All the time, every quad, it feels like. So that's going to be a great competition, but probably, well, God, I shouldn't even say it. I was going to say probably a little less drama than the men.
Never know. An ice dance?
I'm going to get struck by lightning as I walk outside. Is everyone going today to everything? I got to say... One of the coolest things, and I know everyone's not the biggest fan of the split sessions, but I thought it was so cool yesterday how crowded it was for the early groups.
Yes.
That was awesome. It was the middle of the day on a Friday, and that was just so great to see all the support that those skaters are getting. So I'm excited to go for both sessions, and it's kind of nice to get a little break.
No, it is.
You know?
And also, I think the cool thing about that is I hate it because I feel it breaks it up, and it feels like those skaters and those early groups, it's that sucks. Yeah. That it feels like not part of the event. But like you could see like the way that Amelia skated in one of those earlier groups and the way that Spencer and Emily were able to pull up, that like it doesn't take you out of the competition. And so anything is still like possible. It's still the same event, even though there is that break. But it does, you know, I don't like it either, but I do like the break.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Today. Thank you for those of you who came to 2 shows, to 3 shows. We're so appreciative. Please give it up for U.S. Figure Skating, whose CEO is here in the back.
Yes. Matt in the back.
We're really grateful to Matt and Abigail and the whole team here. And
yes.
And also to Winterfest, whose power did go out, but it's back up and we want you to go skate. We want you to go there's doing crafts today, I believe. There's a panel tomorrow that includes Scott Hamilton and Dr. Tenley Albright, who is wearing her original Cortina coat around.
Yes. Right.
So we should all ask her about fabric preservation.
Yes.
And then Ashley. Today, also at 1 p.m., there is going to be a panel remembering Mabel Fairbanks. So
yes.
That's something that would be amazing.
These events are free. These events are free.
Yeah, so. They're free. Also, I believe with this ticket, you can go skate. So if any of you decide you want to start your skating career right here, right now.
Yes, you've already paid.
Yeah.
Right. And we have a good coach back there. Yeah. Rohin.
Yeah.
And Rohin is giving free lessons, everyone. Yes.
He disappears immediately. I Dream of Jeannie style. We also have 2 judges in the back. You can start really carrying some favor if you want.
Get a critique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get started today, everyone. It's not January 6th, but, you know.
It is somewhere.
But it's something, but not nothing.
Yes.
And that's our show.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.